Good morning. Today is Thanksgiving.
Yay.
Yay.
November the 24th. Joining us this morning in off the farm.
That's it.
Si May from the CHP.
Here again.
You working today?
Oh, always. 24/7. 365 days a year.
Yeah, my
you don't look like you believe me, Brian.
My turkey.
Yeah.
Our quote this morning comes from Carl Jung. Only the man who can consciously assent to the power of the inner voice becomes a personality.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart. I spent last Thanksgiving with you, Brian. Are we going to make this a tradition now?
And you didn't bring the dessert again this time.
I let you down again. I apologize.
Man. Oh, man. What does Thanksgiving mean to you guys in the CHP? Is it a quiet day? Is it one of those that could go really weird really fast?
It could be either one. I mean, overall, the long weekend, it makes for a busy weekend. A lot of people traveling, as we always discuss. You know, people leaving a couple days early. It usually starts Wednesday. People are driving to get to their families, homes, and everything. And Thursday, the actual day of Thanksgiving, I've worked them where there's been absolutely nothing going on. And then I've worked them where there's some real strange stuff happening. People are around their loved ones, and they get irritated with each other. And, you know, some people are enjoying some cocktails and...
Have you seen any kind of a kick-up in frustrated driving, aggressive driving, family, blah, 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 since the election?
I haven't personally seen any of that since the election.
Any whispers through the office about?
No, okay. No, I haven't heard any of that.
Anecdotally, you hear about that kind of stuff.
Right.
People are being disinvited to Thanksgiving because of a political persuasion or another.
Which is too bad. That's what our country is founded on. No matter who you voted for, no matter what, you know, it's great to have different of opinions.
But, you know, you also say, okay, no politics at the table, and you don't worry about it too much.
Oh, I've had to, you know, tell a couple of my relatives already, hey, listen, Thanksgiving, let's have fun. We're not talking about anything serious. We're not talking about work. Just enjoy each other.
Lay in the ground rules.
Exactly. We'll see if they follow them, but, you know.
Well, you know, stuffing is an airborne sport.
It can be.
Yes. Yeah. Just, you know, peas.
Oh,
you know,
watch
the old
out.
Pea flip. Whoops.
No kidding.
Oh, sorry about that,
hot
man.
Hot marshmallow off the yam.
Oh, you guys do that. Yeah. Yeah. That one's been a couple years for us.
Not a fan of the yams?
Not a fan of marshmallows.
Oh, okay.
I'm the weird. I like the yams okay.
Yeah.
And don't slide that in for pumpkin pie.
No, it's not a substitute.
No.
That's for sure.
No, it's like some of the folks that try to slide things in instead of potatoes in the mashed potatoes.
No, like cauliflower.
Cauliflower,
or
turnips, parsnips. No,
you
no.
You can't replace good mashed potatoes.
No.
I love it. So far, this is my favorite radio interview we've ever done. All we're talking about is food.
Yeah, and you still didn't bring any.
I know.
Nice try.
I know. You're going to throw me under the bus again. All right. I'll learn my lesson, I promise.
That's right. Last year, I believe it was ham, prime rib, and turkey.
Yes. See? Always.
I remember these things.
You're pretty sharp.
The critically important things I remember.
Right, about food, the food facts.
How to negotiate, not so much so. Oh, jeez. When we come back, we'll talk serious. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Si May.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this afternoon. Nah, it's not afternoon. I'm just thinking about the turkey thing again.
You're living in the future. It's all right.
Do you guys do Thanksgiving afternoon or morning or noon?
Usually early afternoon, kind of like a late lunch. early dinner thing. Gives
2-3 kind of thing.
Gives my wife, the boss, time to really put everything together so she's not too stressed out.
Oh,
so,
we get up around 7 and start.
Oh, she started today.
Get it going.
Well, a couple days ago, I meant.
Really?
Yeah.
How does she keep, what, like pies?
Pie crusts and, you know, pre-slicing stuff and just all the little things that take time.
How many in your tribe?
Everybody that's coming?
Yeah.
I think 15 plus 5 or 6 kids, so we're pushing 20.
Okay, a couple. That explains.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
How about the we, Kemosabe?
What's that, we?
I've heard she.
No, I'm not hearing we. I help. You know, I do, trust me, but I'm here doing a radio talk shop with you, so, you know, how much can I really do here?
Yeah.
I'm there for moral support.
I think Stolen Tuesday night, we may do the buns in advance some days.
Yeah.
But, you know, the turkey's the turkey, and it goes at about 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
Go, band, go.
I'm getting hungry. Boy, oh, boy. I can't wait.
What about the guys that draw the short straw?
Yeah.
Does the office do something? Will Brett or predecessors do something? Do you guys kind of circle the parking lot and throw buns at them?
And laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I worked years ago in a different office, and I had drawn the short straw, and it was me staying and working on Thanksgiving. And my wife, she came over here to come be with her family. I said, hey, go enjoy yourself. I'm working. No worries. So I had a sergeant there who bought one of those pre-done dinners with turkey and mashed potatoes, all that.
Walk out the door meal.
Yeah, and it was very good. She brought it into the office. It was very sweet, and we sat down and had a Thanksgiving meal together. So, you know, it all just kind of depends on who's working, you know, but also if guys are working and their beat covers their house, they get to go home and eat dinner.
Oh, okay, so they can incorporate.
They can, of course. But, you know, they got their radios on, and they're ready to go out and deal with stuff. And
they're not camped out in front of the football.
right. No. Yeah. They get to go home and have a meal and you know.
Well, you guys kind of do something similar to that at Christmas time too, don't you?
Well, we have, you know, our
Christmas. If somebody's in the neighborhood.
Same sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. And we have people that, you know, maybe work away from home, and a lot of we'll take care of each other. It's a strong sense of brotherhood and sisterhood that we have in law enforcement in general. So I've invited many people over for Thanksgiving dinner when they're working. And
so what you're saying, everybody's been dumped on and everybody appreciates that what they're going through.
Exactly. We've all been there a time or two in our careers, if not more, working on the holidays away from the families. It is what it is.
You mentioned family a couple of times, and I know that things can happen. I'm not going after the DUI concept particularly or even the legalization.
Right.
Which would be another,
another topic.
Pertinent topic, but not for today. Driving at nighttime.
Yes.
Or when it's really dark. When do you start to see that happen? Is it a certain age? Is it certain times of the year? What is it that you guys have experienced?
Well, it can definitely be certain times of the year. You know, if it's dark and foggy, that always adds to it, regardless of what age you might be. We've touched on it before, debris in the roadway, needles blown onto the road, all that sort of stuff to make it difficult to see the lines. But also, it does come into play with elder drivers, seniors, and driving. And I've seen many seniors involved in traffic accidents, and we try to educate our community and our senior community especially on the dangers of driving as we age. And nobody likes to admit that, you know, they're getting a little bit older and maybe don't see as well as they used to, but it's good to be aware of so that you can take the proper steps in order to still drive safely.
Yeah, make those accommodations. We weren't up to Brookings, was it a couple weeks ago? It was a Monday night, rainy, one of those goofy, it was rainy and foggy, which really, you know, okay.
Humboldt County, imagine
it was. Well, no, this was Del Norte. We made it up. It was through the bluffs and some of the construction areas and the reflectors weren't there as often.
Yeah.
Some of the construction areas. The white line.
Yep.
Maybe it was white. Maybe it was gray. Maybe it was covered. Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
Different perspective because we weren't in the Beast. We were in her rig catching it straight on. I mean, there were times it was like, where'd the road?
Yeah.
And lockup, just all three things kind of coming together.
It's a lot.
I would not suggest it was the age factor.
No, I wouldn't tell you that either, Brian.
No, because you wouldn't be walking next week.
You're bigger than me, right? I want to enjoy the rest of my Thanksgiving.
I was passenger Bob on this one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, they may not find the body.
Just disappear.
Different situations.
Absolutely.
You know, just because you do and just because you're familiar with the road doesn't necessarily translate consistently every time you're there.
Absolutely not. I mean, I've driven Highway 299 probably thousands and thousands of times between growing up locally and working out there. And I have had some foggy, snowy nights up on Barry Summit where I'm working, and I got to slow down to almost a crawl so that I can stay on the roadway. And that's what we try to educate people on. Don't be afraid to slow down. If you're having a problem seeing the lines in the road, you're disoriented, slow down to the point where you can, okay, this is familiar now. I can recognize what's coming up ahead of me.
Even if people are passing you in those plug-in cars.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you got to pull over,
leave the macho at home.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I was trying to do that for you.
You're good at it.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I love
it. Throw a little booze in there or a little, now you can say smoke, huh?
Yeah, not even medicine anymore, just a little action, a little THC action.
Oh, yeah, something to pump your turkey on.
There you go.
KINS News, smoked fish, really? It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Cy May from the California Highway Patrol. Talk shop presented by REDEC, by CDH Painting, and by the Salvation Army. Cy, looking at considering playing around with all the different things that you have as your experience in driving, you shared that you'd taken the opportunity since last show and this show, when you're here, to go down and train up.
That's it.
At the tomato.
That's it, at the big garden.
Was it what you had thought going in, this driving thing?
It was, and it was an absolute blast. I'm always a big supporter of continuing your education, regardless, you know, what you do in life. And it's also incredibly important for people in law enforcement and emergency personnel to continue their training and to stay fresh on old skills. And that's kind of what I did. When we go to the academy, we get excellent driving training. I mean, we've got a full-fledged racetrack out there. We've got a city grid with different streets. We've got all sorts of great tools and opportunities to teach us. So that's what happens when you're becoming an officer. And every year we are required at a local level to continue to practice our driving skills and driving dynamics so that we're safe out there. We cover many, many miles every year, and it's, you know, it's dangerous. And we don't want to be a danger out on the highway, so we continue to do our training. So what I did, I went down to the academy and did three long, fun days of driving in our new vehicles and with different dynamics, learning how the ABS works and stability control, how it affects the car. And so now I can come back here at the local office and impart that same knowledge that I gained and help some of these guys and teach them along the way and make sure everybody's driving safe and staying on the road.
What was your one big takeaway?
That I like driving fast.
No. Okay, your one big new takeaway.
One big new takeaway, which it's not super new, but I am impressed with these new Ford Explorers that we have, how well they actually do handle for an SUV. It really is very impressive. And a lot of that is the technology that Ford has put into them along the way.
For officers or for what everybody has?
Everybody has those. They change them for police a little bit different suspension, a little bit here and there. But for the most part, they're very similar to the civilian models that are out there. And as far as the ABS and all that sort of stuff that's integrated in there, that's exactly the same as the civilian models.
So when you got out there and they ran you through the paces and you, day one and a half. So okay. It's not new.
Right.
But you're not fatigued yet.
Right.
What were some of your wows or wish I would have known that one last year?
Well, you know, they put such incredible technology into these cars to where they will, if you know how to drive them, they will help you drive them, basically. So we set up these different cone patterns where we would hit them at a certain speed, and you're basically veering hard to the left, and you're going to veer hard to the right as if you are moving from one lane to another to avoid something in the road. And they tell you, don't put your foot on the brake until you're through this obstacle course. And if you're going fast enough, the computer in there is going to sense that you're losing traction, and it's going to automatically hit brakes on different tires and help guide you back to the direction you want to go. So if I veer hard left and I go back right again and not touching the brakes, it's going to brake on the front right corner and help suck me back into that lane. And it was really impressive. I mean, you can go in at a high speed and it's going to bring you right back in there. But you have to know what to expect, because if you don't know the car's going to do that, and that's why they have us do this training, then people might panic and slam the brakes on and do funny things that's going to counteract that. And again, yeah, send somebody out of control and crash into something.
So that is just built in with the technology of a four-wheel drive or four-wheel ABS?
All-wheel drive. Well, some rear-wheel drive vehicles have that now as well. We are going to get new Dodge Chargers, and they have that same or very similar technology in them. I don't know if it's exactly the same as Ford's, but very similar. So it's not just the all-wheel drive ones.
What other computer stuff is in there that assists?
You know, there's a lot of stuff, and it's kind of over my head as far as the real technology of it goes. They give us a brief education on that, and then they just teach us basically how to drive it. Yeah, pretty much over this guy's head.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. Let me go play with the cars.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, cool. Let me just get out there and do it.
Oh, boy.
You know, but it is totally different from when I first came on the job just 9 short years ago. We had the old Crown Vicks. The old Crown Vicks were rear-wheel drive. They didn't have any of this stability control braking systems that these new cars have. So it was totally foreign when we first got these vehicles a couple years ago.
And now if you had to go back?
I would probably go back, to be honest with you, because there are things that we can do with just a straight rear-wheel drive vehicle that we cannot do with these now. I like these for what they are, but I was trained originally on the rear-wheel, two-wheel drive vehicle without any of this. So that's, you know, you're kind of comfortable with what you first did in life, and that's how I feel. If it makes sense, I don't know.
No, I understand why you still hang out at kindergarten.
I do. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. That's where I feel most comfortable. Yeah. You know, everybody's on my level there. I play with the blocks.
Nap time. Yeah.
Oh, nap time's the best. you can't judge me for that.
No. Just inform. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Cy May is alongside. Cy, with the Driving Academy, and I guess it was a Driving Academy for you, not the Police Academy.
You're correct.
having fun. Okay, that's cool, as long as the lessons stick.
Yes, exactly.
So what was the lesson you walked away from that you're going to reinforce most with everybody else in the three-county area, comma, what was the most fun?
So what I'm going to impart, which is the most important, is don't drive over your head. Don't drive where you are going to risk your own life or anybody else's life on the roadway. That's not what we're out there for. Sure, there are aspects of our job where we need to drive fast to get to an emergency, to save somebody, to kick something out of the road, to prevent further disaster from happening. But if you're driving over your head, like I said, too fast for the conditions, whether it's wet, rainy, whatever, and we crash, that's only going to cause more problems. And God forbid we hurt somebody along the way. That's the last thing we want. So that's my little tip for anybody driving, not just our officers, but don't drive over your head. And then what was the second part of your question? What was the funnest thing that I walked away from? You know, the whole experience was fun, but my favorite part was this part of the training called the skid pan. And it's a smaller, quote-unquote, racetrack, circular, it's got fountains that squirt water onto polished concrete. And what it does is it simulates driving on ice. So when you're out there, you're sliding away, and you learn how to counter steer into a turn to regain control of your vehicle as if you were on black ice or in the snow. And so that was a lot of fun, just to be out there in a controlled environment and to learn what the vehicle is gonna do. And this wasn't just for my extended training. We also do this your first time at the academy when you're a cadet and you're becoming an officer. So all these things that I went back and redid, they do at least a little bit of that while they're there the initial time.
So let's put you on 299.
Yes.
A little foggy.
Yes.
A little snowy.
Yes.
Inside turns.
Yes.
A little black ice.
Been there.
A little bit of a slant on the road.
Yep.
Okay, you go one way, you hit mountain.
Yep.
You go to the other side, you're off the road and down the into the gully.
Not a good situation.
Okay. You hit the black ice.
Yep.
Game on. What happens?
Game on. So do not slam on the brakes. Do not hit the gas. What you want to do is, and it's easier said than done. It's great that I got the hands-on experience, but you're going to want to turn into the direction your vehicle is sliding if you want to steer out. So, yeah, if your rear wheels, if anybody can visualize this, start to slide out toward the right, you're going to want to turn the steering wheel toward the right as well. And what that's going to do is that's going to cause your vehicle to slide in a straight pattern. And you might slide off the road, but what more likely what's going to happen is it's going to straighten you out and your momentum is going to slow down and your tires are going to regain traction instead of the rear wheels just sliding out. When you continue to turn into it, you're going to turn completely sideways and potentially roll over. Or once your tires regain traction, you're going to go straight horizontally across the roadway, potentially off the road, over the bank, or into the uphill embankment.
So kind of think a U.
Yes.
If you're back swinging.
Exactly. Turn into that same direction.
No brake.
No brake.
You don't power through it.
Don't power through it. No. For a beginner driver or, you know, an average driver, no. Somebody who has a little bit more experience might be able to use the gas, but
they know what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And does it matter the size of the rig?
You know, it's physics, so it all kind of works the same. You know, if there's a little more weight or a little less weight, some vehicles might react sooner than others as far as loose traction, rear end slipping out quicker or later, and speed. You know, all that stuff comes into play.
And if you have a trailer?
Good luck.
kind of thought so.
The key is slow down. That's the big key, and we stress it all the time and beat it into people's heads, but slow down and be safe and have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, cranberry sauce for all.
For everyone, on me.
See y'all tomorrow.